This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Also, I want to let you know, next Sunday, we're having our regular service, and then we have a barbecue afterwards, so you are welcome to come and be a part of that. Again, please call us, let us know that you're coming, and we would love to have you with us. Praise God. So I know you'll be blessed with the message today. Amen. So I want you to turn with me to Acts 2. Praise God. Today is what? Pentecost Sunday. Praise God. How many knew that when you were coming today? Some of you did. I actually had forgotten about it, and I got an email from district and to remind all of us that it is Pentecost Sunday, which is such an important day for those of us that are what? Pentecostal. Amen. We are the Assemblies of God, the Fellowship of the Assemblies, and we are Pentecostal people, right? So today, this is really part of our roots, what we're going to talk about, what happened over 2,000 years ago, and what continues to happen today. Not everybody knows what we're going to talk about today or understands it, but it is definitely still going on, and we are blessed to have the move of the Holy Spirit. We are talking on Wednesday, the last couple Wednesday, we talked about the Holy Spirit, and we had some tremendous sessions on our life group. So this will kind of actually back up what we're going to talk about and what we've been talking about. So my title for you today is an important question that I need to ask you. Amen. And it's not only for us here, but it's for our viewers. Amen. And my title is this: Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Praise God. I got a little bit of input. I'm going to ask that again. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit today? How many of you know how important that is? I mean, we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. We've been talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit on Wednesday night. So we want to talk about that today because that's what the day of Pentecost is all about. That happened in the book of Acts, and that continues to happen today. It's the Holy Spirit is moving in the last days, and we're so blessed to be a part of that and to understand the importance of the Holy Spirit in our lives and what He does, okay? What I want to do to you is kind of give you a little setup here before I go to the Scriptures. I got a lot of different things I want to bring to you. As time allows, we will do that today. But just to give you a little background about Pentecost, you know, where we read in Acts 2, 1 through 4, this is the setting of the celebration of the Feast of Pentecost, okay? In the Old Testament, it was the Feast of Pentecost that they celebrated. And this was approximately when we see in Acts 2, when this happened, it was A.D. 30. That was the time frame, A.D. 30. This was the third feast of the Jewish sacred year. And it was celebrated on the sixth day of the month of Sivan, which is June, okay? It is sometimes referred to as the Feast of Weeks. How many have ever heard that, right? Or the Day of the First Fruits. These are all from the Old Testament. And the Feast of Harvests, okay? These are other names for the Feast of Pentecost. The name Pentecost, which means 50th, did you know that? 50, okay? Indicates 50 days between the celebration of Passover and the Feast of Pentecost. So there's 50 days in between these two feasts. The feast is described in Deuteronomy 16, 9 to 12. So you can look at that later. We're not going to look at that today. But the event of Pentecost, which is what we're going to talk about here again today, it's recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. And it's characterized by movement and drama. Okay? Let me say that again. Movement and drama. I want you to note the following words, and we've been talking about these things on Wednesday night. The words that we're going to look at in the Scriptures is unity. How many know we need unity? Sound, right? Sound that you hear. Rush, wind, tongues of fire, spirit, and utterance. Okay? Those are all the key words that we're going to see in the book of Acts chapter 2. This was in no wise the product of mystical imagination. This was not something that was imagined. It is the objective record of what actually happened as recorded by Luke, the historian. Okay? So, I want you to look at now chapter 2 of Acts. Amen? And this is so important today that we understand what happened many years ago. Amen? And that this was the beginning in the book of Acts. Okay? We're only going to look at the four verses, okay, that explain what happened when they were all together. And we see some key important things here, and we're going to look at some other things as we can here today. But I want us to look at verses 1 to 4 in Acts chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading from the King James Version, okay? Say amen if you're there. Amen. All right, thank you. Praise God. So here we go. It says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." I want you to see this here. The day of Pentecost, when it really came, okay, at this time, it came and they were what? In one accord. Somebody say one accord. And they were where? In one place. Amen. Like today, we're here at Oriel Christian Assembly, right? One place that we've gathered, right? And we've come what? In one accord, in unity. Can I get an amen? God moves when people are in unity. When people flow together, amen? When people have the same purpose and reason to get together, we see that that's what happened here. They were all in one accord. They were in another word we can say, they were in full agreement, right? When we walk agreed, God does great things. Can I get an amen? So important that we see the recipe here, or what happened here. Why did it happen? First of all, because they came in one accord in one place, okay? I want you to see in Acts 1:14, it says the same thing. It says, "These all continued with one accord and in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren." See, they assembled together in prayer. How many know it's important that we pray? That's why we have Sunday morning prayer. We need you to come out and to pray with us, right? Throughout the week, as we have opportunities, we come in what? One accord, and we pray. We supplicate for one another. On Wednesday night, we spend time in prayer at the life group, right? So you can see that this happened, this day of Pentecost happened because they listened to Jesus. Jesus told them to get together and do what? Wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit, right? It's a promise. How many like promises today? God gives us a lot of promises in the Word, right? And they come to pass, but the recipe is here that they were what? In one place, they were in one accord, and then something happened. Praise God. When we come to church, we want what? Something to happen. Can I get an amen? We want the move of the Spirit of God, right? We are what? A Pentecostal church. We want to see the Holy Spirit come and move in our midst. Amen? But it takes us being agreed, walking in unity, right? Asking God to have His way, right? Your kingdom come. Your perfect will be done, right? This Sunday, the 20th, every time we meet, amen, we must be together. It's so important here today. And how many know the devil tries to battle us from being together? He'll try to throw things at us and cause us not to be agreed. Amen? It's not easy to get everybody in one agreement sometimes. How many know that? Right? It's a battle we fight the enemy and what he tries to do to try to break us apart as God tries to bring us together. Amen? But I want you to see here in verse 2, it says, "And then suddenly," somebody say suddenly. I love that word, don't you? "And suddenly there came a sound," here we go, "a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Amen. Can you imagine this? Just out of nowhere, as they were doing what? Unified, praying, right? Supplicating, seeking God, as they were in that place, in one accord, suddenly they hear this sound from heaven. Amen. I like it in the Amplified Bible. It says this sound from heaven, it was a violent tempest blast. That really brings it out today, amen? Makes you realize how powerful this sound was, amen? I mean, when it happened They knew about it. Everybody knew about it. They were seeking God, right? And it says that this sound, it was as what? A rushing mighty wind, right? When we see the wind outside and it's moving strong, you know it. Amen? You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going, but it's evident, right? The proof of it is there. Well, here we see that they got this sound and this mighty rushing wind, and I love it here. It did what? It filled the whole house where they were. I don't know about you, but I want that wind here. I want it to fill this house. Can I get an amen? We want this sound to be here too, amen? The sound of the Holy Spirit, right? The moving of the Holy Spirit, we need this too, right? Because He will come, and He'll come what? Suddenly. All of a sudden, it'll happen. Can I get an amen? As we're doing what? We're unified, right? We're seeking God together, amen? We're praying, right? We're edifying one another. We're building up one another. This move of the All right, praise God. So, I love it here that it says it filled the house, okay? We need good things to fill our houses, amen? Not only our house here at church, but our homes. Can I get an amen? How many want the Spirit of God to fill your home, right? Have the presence of God in your home. Well, that's what happened here as they were together, right? And you see the effects of the wind, okay? In our study on Wednesday night, we even talked about that. I want to read you a scripture in John 3:8. Look at what it says. It says, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, right? It'll blow wherever it wants, but you hear the sound, right? But you do not know where it comes from. Can I get an amen? You don't know, right? You just see the effects of it or where it goes. The wind will go where it wants to go, right? It says, so it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Because it's the what? The Spirit of God that breathes upon us and in us and through us, right? So we can see how the natural wind is compared to the spiritual wind here, okay? The effects of it, the sound, right? How it blows. And this is what happened the day of Pentecost, praise God. It came down and it fills the house here and we see the effects of it, praise God. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Amen. In business? Yes, we are. Amen. Amen. So we see what takes place in these two verses. Amen. The flow of the Holy Spirit on this day of Pentecost. This was incredible what took place. Okay. This was beginning of the effects of the Holy Spirit that was birthed in the early church. Okay. And we know today God wants to continue to see this happen. All right. Suddenlies. We need these suddenlies today. Can I get an amen? We need them in our churches. But only the Lord will do this to those who are looking for this. See? Those who want the move of the Spirit, right? Who want the wind. Who want to hear the sound. How many hearing me today? The Holy Spirit's a gentleman. He won't come into a place where He's not wanted. Amen? But we want Him. Amen? We want His effects. We want His power. Because when He comes, things happen. Miracles happen. Can I get an amen? Circumstances change. Hallelujah. Lives are changed. Praise God. God answers, right? Prayer. We see miracles, the signs and wonders, the supernatural. What? When the Holy Spirit comes and blows upon us. Amen. But see, we need to be what? Filled, right? With the Spirit of God. Now let's continue here. Verse 3 of chapter 2, it says, and then there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. So now we see the what? The manifestation of the Holy Spirit upon the people, right? It says it was as if cloves of tongues as a fire. So let me say it this way. Tongues of fire came upon the people here, right? How many want tongues of fire on them today? Amen. See, again, they were seeking God for the promise, right? The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then it comes upon them, right? The upon of the Holy Spirit in their lives. I like the Amplified Bible. It says it this way. Tongues of fire were distributed to each of them. And they were settled upon them individually. So it came upon all of them. Amen. Like today, He wants to come upon all of us. Unless you don't want Him, He'll be here for you. Can I get an amen? He wants to fill all of us. Amen. He wants to come upon us, right? He wants to work in us and through us. And here, that's what we see. Each one individually received this appointment, right? And it's even more than that, praise God. And inside, it came inside of them, amen. This day of Pentecost, it says, here I want to say, we need the fire of the Holy Spirit today to be upon us. Can I get an amen? We need it. We need the Holy Spirit more than ever. What we see is happening out in the world today, the evil that is going on, the devil's working overtime. We need the opposite, praise God. We need the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be on us so that He can work in us and through us. Amen. He wants to use you. How many know that today? But you got to be filled. Hello? If you're not filled, you don't have nothing to give. Can I get an amen? So how filled are we today, right? Or are we filled today? I'm going to show you later how you're going to know if you are filled today or not, which is so important here. So we see the picture here. Tongues of fire came upon them because they were in one place. They were in unity, right? Now look at, because it came upon them, the Holy Spirit, what takes place? Verse 4, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say all. It didn't say half of them were filled or a third were filled. I love this. It says what? A-double-L. All of them. Can I get an amen? All of them were what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost, right? Some get scared when you say Holy Ghost. So I'll say Holy Spirit, nothing to be scared about, right? Amen. But He says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And what happens? And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. See, this is what the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When He comes in and He fills us, this is what the initial gift of the Holy Spirit, some of the operation of the Holy Spirit, the physical evidence is what? The speaking in tongues. Amen. We know there's 9 gifts and there's actually even more of the Holy Spirit. But here we see the initial gift of the Spirit is that they began to speak with what? Other tongues. Amen. This is so powerful today. They began to speak with what? Different and foreign languages as the Holy Spirit did what? Gave them utterance. See, they were speaking in languages they didn't know of. Amen. It's like somebody who's American, he begins to speak Italian, but he doesn't know the Italian language. Amen. Or you begin to speak Spanish, right? Or you begin to speak Greek, right? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They began to speak what? Other languages. Why? Because they were filled with the Holy Spirit throughout. They were diffused throughout their souls, it says here. And because of that, they began to speak or give utterance as the Holy Spirit gave it to them. Amen. So this is so important here today. The question we're asking as we see what happened to them in the book of Acts is, today, are we filled with the Holy Spirit? Are we speaking with other tongues? And I'm not going to get caught up on just that, because that's just one thing, right? But it's the initial evidence, amen? So, are we filled today with the Holy Spirit? Let me look at another scripture with you. Acts 19, verse 2. You know this verse. This is another instance of the Holy Spirit pouring His Spirit on people, right? This is in the book, or in the town of Ephesus. Paul, he goes to the Christians there, and in verse 2, look at what he asked them. He says, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? I'm asking that for us today too, right? He says, and they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. So these people, they were saved, but they didn't know about the Holy Spirit. How many hear me today? Today, it's the same way. Not everybody knows about what? The baptism in the Holy Spirit or the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Today, some have this same response. Okay? What do you mean, the infilling of the Holy Spirit? What do you mean about speaking in tongues, right? What do you mean? Many don't understand this today or have the knowledge of this, right? And just like in the book of Acts, it's the same way today. Many still have this response. They don't know, okay? But today we're here to explain that if you don't know today, if you say, I don't know, Pastor Rich, then more likely you are not filled. How many hearing me? You're going to know when you're filled, amen? You're going to know when you allow the gifts to flow in you. You're going to know today if you've been baptized with the new tongues, amen? That's for one way or the other, praise God. And it's for us here today. Let me say this to you today. Tongues is the initial evidence, physical proof, amen, that you are filled, all right? It's the initial proof, okay? But we don't need to get hung up on the tongues, okay? It's just part of the baptism, okay? Tongues is used as an agency in prayer. Did you know that? When we pray in the Spirit, we get close with God. When we pray in our heavenly tongue. How many hear me today? It's very important that we have that in our prayer. We allow the Spirit to flow through us in that new language that He's given to us, okay? The other part of tongues is that it's also what? A public gift, okay? It's a public gift that we work together with what? The interpretation of tongues, amen? When we're in service, when we're in a meeting like this, and the Lord gives a word to someone, they speak it in tongues, and then someone interprets it. How many hear me today? That's the other part of tongues. They're both very important, and we both need to use both of them here today, okay? Now, I want you to notice that this was prophesied from years ago in the Old Testament. In Acts chapter 2, I want you to look at it because you're right there, verses 16 to 18. It was prophesied by the prophet Joel many years ago. And it's mentioned here in the same chapter, right? In verse 16 it says, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It says, it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. How many want to see that? It's coming. Amen. He says, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Amen. How many want to do some of those things? It's for us to do in these last days. He says, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. See, that's some of the things we're going to do too. We're going to give prophetic words. God's going to speak in us and through us. That's part of the gifts of the Spirit. So we see here, in the last days, God said, I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Amen. We're beginning in that period, I believe. I believe we're seeing some of these things, but not to the extent that we're going to. How many with me today? And we have to be ready for this, amen, for this outpouring. How many want this kind of an outpouring on your life? We need it. America needs it. Are you with me here today? The world needs this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Are we ready for it? Let me ask. Are we ready? We must be ready for it today. Amen. So to be filled is not just about the tongues here today. I want us to understand that. But listen to this. But it's about having permanent, this is so important, life-changing evidences in our life. Let me say it again. It's about having permanent life changing evidences, and then living out the Spirit-controlled life. What kind of a life? Spirit-controlled, not fleshly controlled. How many hearing me? We need the Spirit-controlled life. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, right, we will be what? Controlled by the Holy Spirit. We always have our challenges of the flesh. How many know that? Flesh will always be there. Challenges will always be there. But when we allow ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit, our lives are different. They're changed. Amen. We're controlled by the Holy Spirit of God, right? Jesus is really Lord in our life, and we see progress. Amen. We see things change, okay? So today I want to share a little bit with this thought now. How do you know if you are filled today besides the tongues? Okay? How do you know? There's proof. Okay? There'll be proof. You'll know it in your life, right? How many know today, beside the tongues, there's 8 other gifts of the Spirit that are manifest in your life? And that's just the ones that we talk about in 1 Corinthians. Let me go there quickly. I'm just going to read this, okay? As I read this, I want you to think about this. Your life, do you see these things happening, okay? The gifts of the Spirit are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, 8 to 10. Let me read them to you. It says, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." These are the gifts. If we're filled with the Holy Spirit, these gifts will be there for us. Amen. "To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit." Are we seeing any of these gifts in our lives? Amen. It says, "To another, the working of miracles." Boy, we need that gift. Can I get an amen? "The working of miracles." "To another, prophecy." Right? God speaks to us and we speak out words of prophecy. Amen. "To another, discerning of spirits." Oh, we need that gift today. Amen. "To another, diverse kinds of tongues." There it is, right? "To another, the interpretation of tongues." So we see what? 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit when we're filled, baptized with the Holy Spirit. These gifts are going to come out of us. Amen. Does it mean you got all 9 gifts? No. Some will have certain ones, others will have different ones. Is there a limit to what you can have? No. When you have the Holy Spirit, you can have it all. Who's with me today? It's how much you submit to the Holy Spirit, that you allow Him to use you, right? So that's, of course, one way. If you see the gifts are in operation in your life, you know you're filled, okay? Now, I'm not saying if you don't have the operation of the gifts that you don't have the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying being filled with the Holy Spirit. When you come to Christ, everybody receives the Holy Spirit. Or how do you come to Jesus, right? So the Holy Spirit is working in us. But like it was in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon the prophets and the kings, right? But now we're talking about the Holy Spirit coming inside of us, right? The Bible talks about out of your innermost being, right? The Spirit of God will come forth like what? Rivers of living water. How many want rivers of living water inside? That's the work of the Holy Spirit in us, right? So the gifts is one way. But how about this? Also the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? Fruit. How many like fruit today? Right? In the natural? I like fruit. My dad, my mom, they've always had fruit. That's something I grew up with, was fruit. But even so much the more, the fruit of the Spirit today. Can I get an amen? We need the fruit to be manifested in our life. Do we see the fruit daily in our life? I'm asking us today. Let's look at the scriptures for that quickly. Amen. Galatians 5. Hallelujah. Galatians 5, 2 verses 22 and 23. Amen. I'm just going to read them quickly again to us. Because, you know, in this chapter, we also know about the works of the flesh. But we're going to focus on what the fruit of the Spirit, because that's what we need. In 5, again, 22 and 23, it says this, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love." Can I get an amen? "Joy, peace, long-suffering." Another word for that is patience. Amen. I know we don't like that one. "Gentleness." Amen. "Goodness, faith." Oh, hallelujah. "Meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law." See? These are what? The fruit of the Spirit. We have the gifts, but then we also have what? The fruit. So I'm asking us today, do we see the fruit, or do we see proof or evidence that you are filled with the Holy Spirit? These are what? The fruits, the godly fruit that we have when the Holy Spirit is in us, right? And we're baptized, we're filled, amen. I'm not talking about here fleshly fruit, right? I'm not talking about here works of the flesh. And how many know there's 17 of those in Galatians? Even more, right? 17 in Galatians 19 to 21. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what I brought with me here today is just a little description again about the fruit. Okay? We need these fruits to be operative in ours, right? Love is what? Agape love, right? Let me read this to you. To love even though there is nothing in it for you. Wow. The kind of love that said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's the kind of love the fruit of the Spirit gives us. Amen. The joy that we talk about. This means to be filled with joy. Even when every circumstance says you should be filled with sorrow. Wow. Think about that today. When the circumstances are not good, we can still have what? The joy of the Lord today. Can I get an amen? Peace or quietness, rest. Amen. To be at rest even when everything around you is restless, right? All the things that are happening all around, they're not good, right? But we can still have what? The peace, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, peace evident in our life. Amen. Long-suffering, right? What's another word for that? Steadfastness. Amen. Or endurance. Ooh, we need that today, right? We need to be steadfast and we need to endure. It means to continue on even when all indications are that you should give up. How about that? How many know the devil wants to tell you that always? Give up. You're not going to make it. You're losing. But God says, no, you have to do what? You long suffer, right? You're steadfast. You endure until the end and God blesses you then. How many with me today? Amen. How about this one? Gentleness, which is what? Goodness, uprightness. Amen. To do right in attitude and action. Wow, that's pretty strong. How do we do right? First in attitude, then it comes in our action, right? Amen. Even when there is absolutely no outward support for reason to do so. Even though you may not have a reason to do it all around you, right? You know, because it's the right thing to do, you allow yourself to be gentle, you do good, you do upright things, amen? And of course, the fruit of goodness, they kind of combine it here, but I separated it too. Goodness is benevolence, amen? Goodness is benevolence that you do for others, or kindness, right? When you walk in goodness, you walk in kindness. Can I get an amen? That's a fruit of the Spirit. Faith. Faith is what? Trust and reliance. It is to believe even when not having seen. That's the faith we're talking about. To trust even when not having touched. To go on believing when it doesn't make sense to do so. Wow. That's faith. Because, right, we walk by faith, not by sight. Can I get an amen? Right? We have to walk by what we trust in God. Amen. Meekness, right? What is meekness? Humility, courtesy, considerateness, to lay your life down and be kind, even when there is no encouragement whatsoever to be kind, to smile back though you are spit upon. Wow. How many know in ourselves that's hard to do? We need the fruit of the Spirit because sometimes people do things like that to us, right? But we what? We flow in this meekness. Amen. It's a real important one. And then the last one here is temperance, right? Temperance. Or what is another word? Self-control. Can I get an amen? We need that fruit in our life, right? It means to stay in the middle of the road when every force of abuse is trying to pull you off. Think about that. When everything tries to change and make you go a different way, you are able to what? Walk in that self-control. You walk in the Spirit of God because what? You have this fruit that's obviously in you and it's showing itself forth. These are what? The fruit of the Spirit. I'm asking us today, right? As we wrap up here today, amen. Do we see this fruit in our lives? Do we have these gifts operative in our life? As we look at the book of Acts, there was 120 people. Amen. And what happened? It says they were all filled in the upper room. Amen. All 120, praise God. I don't know how many we have here today. But wouldn't it be awesome here today that we have all of us, what? Filled with the Holy Spirit today. Can I get an amen? Right? But we have to be what? Unified. We have to desire it. And let me say this to you. One day, hopefully, that's what we'll have here is 120 filled. Can I get an amen? 120 in our upper room. This is our upper room here, right? Praise God. But how does it happen here today? It happens with unity. Praise God. With what? Unity. Amen. We come to church for the same reasons. Amen. We have a purpose here, right? We have a vision here, right? We come for the same reasons, right? And when we come like that, unified, you know what? The Holy Spirit is going to come. Amen. The Holy Spirit's going to do what? He's going to blow upon us. How many want the wind? Amen. Not the natural. I'm not talking about the natural. I'm talking about the spiritual here again, right? He's going to come and blow. Amen. He wants to blow on us every time we meet. But here's the thing again. We have to be what? In one accord. We have to be unified. Amen. We have to be careful because things will always happen because we're people. We're in relationships, right? Sometimes we say the wrong things to each other. Can I get an amen? Sometimes we say it at the wrong time. But we need to be able to put those things off, right? Because we're here for a reason, right? We're here to be in the midst of God, in His presence, right? We come to worship Him and praise Him, right? We come to hear His Word, right? We come to have God touch us, amen? Heal us, deliver us, and that's what He wants to do, amen? But we must be what? In one accord. Can I get an amen? We must be unified, amen? And I'm not talking about the one accord, the car. How many know there's a car that's called the Accord? Brother Carlos, that's what you had before, right? Amen. He enjoyed that car. Amen. But he's blessed with a new car now. Amen. So we must have unity. Amen. And we must desire today, what? To be filled with the Spirit. Can I get an amen? I'm going to ask the ladies, would you come back up? Praise God. We want to close in a song. And I want to open the altar up to you. And I'm going to pray for our friends here before we do that. Let's do that right now. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time. We thank You for our viewers, Lord, as they heard this message about being filled with the Spirit. Lord, I pray today that they would ask You to come in and fill them, Lord. And that, Lord, You would give them tongues of fire like You did to those in the book of Acts. And You will do the same here for us today. We thank You for the Holy Spirit now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says, amen, amen. So, let's stand, amen. I want to encourage you today. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, do something special today, amen. How many want to see something special? I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, if you're not filled today, that you would want to be. I can't make you want to be. I hope this message today encourages you to want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That you want to have what? The gifts of the Spirit to be in operation in your life. Amen. So that you can what? Have the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we went into. Right? Evident in our life. So I'm going to ask the ladies to do one of the songs that they did earlier. They were all good today. Weren't the songs all good? They all had to do with the Holy Spirit working in our lives. Amen. And as we sing this song, I'm going to open up the altar. Praise God.